back to the ageturners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and to equip you to live a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. Always rejoice, unceasingly pray, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Last time, we began to have fellowship on this matter of giving thanks, an item in the Christian life that is often overlooked by believers, that seems so small, yet I hope we were impressed last time. How vital is the matter of giving thanks for our living a normal Christian life? Actually, giving thanks keeps us in the Spirit. Giving thanks helps us to grow in life and be built up and into the church life. In today's episode, I'd like to develop this matter further, and especially to look at some verses in the Word in both the New Testament and the Old Testament to see certain points about the matter of giving thanks, situations in which we can give thanks, and how to give thanks. Do you give thanks? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 5 show us that we should give thanks when we eat. We should give thanks for the food that we eat. Verse 3, who forbid marriage and command abstaining from foods, which God has created to be partaken of with thanksgiving by those who believe and have full knowledge of the truth. Verse 4, for every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if received with thanksgiving. Verse 5, for it is sanctified through the word of God and intercession. Brothers and sisters, are you in the habit of giving thanks when you eat, of partaking of your food with thanksgiving? Actually, this verse 3 says, the food which God has created to be partaken of with thanksgiving by those who believe. We should receive our food with thanksgiving. So at least 3 times a day, we should be those who are in the habit of giving thanks. We should also thank the Lord for the grace that He gives us every day. Every day He can be a fresh supply of grace to us. In 2 Corinthians 4:15, it says, for all things are for your sakes, that the grace which has abounded through the greater number may cause the thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Brothers and sisters, every day in the morning we can ask the Lord, Lord, give me today's supply of grace to live today. I'm going to face so many things, Lord. I don't even know what I'm going to face, but Lord, I need you as my enjoyment. I need you to be with me. Be my grace. And then we can thank him for being our grace. And it says that this grace may abound, and it will cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Do you realize that when you thank the Lord, you're expressing the Lord? God's glory is being expressed through you, through the experience of grace, through our thanksgiving. In Ephesians 1, verse 16, we see that we can give thanks for all the brothers and sisters, for all the saints. The verse says, do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Brothers and sisters, are there not saints around you that you can give thanks for, who have stood with you, who have shepherded you? Even you can thank the Lord for those who taught you in the children's meeting and in the young people's meeting. You can thank the Lord for the saints in your group meeting. Brothers and sisters, we should be in the habit of giving thanks. Oh, to give thanks to the Lord will open our eyes more, even to abound in thanksgiving. This will even help us to see how much the Lord has blessed us and is blessing us in our daily life. Then in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, we're exhorted to give thanks on behalf of all men, not just the saints. It says, I exhort, therefore, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men. Brothers and sisters, we should be thankful to the Lord for everyone around us. Oh, when we give thanks to the Lord like this, our heart may be open to pray for their salvation. There are so many around us that need the Lord's salvation. May we genuinely give thanks for all men, for all those around us that we contact in our daily living. There's one book in the Bible that is particularly filled with the matter of giving thanks. And as you might guess, that is the book of Psalms. And the book of Psalms, so many verses show us many principles related to the matter of giving thanks. I'd like to go through some of the verses with you. Psalm 9:1 says, I will give thanks to you, O Jehovah, with all my heart. Brothers and sisters, we should thank the Lord with all our heart. Psalm 26:7 says, making myself heard with the voice of thanksgiving and telling out all your wonderful deeds. We shouldn't only thank with our heart, we should use our voice. We should lift up our voice to thank the Lord. In 28:7, it says, Jehovah is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exults, and with my song do I give thanks to him. Brothers and sisters, we should thank the Lord through our singing. We should lift up our voice and sing to the Lord thanksgiving. In 33:2, it says, give thanks to Jehovah with the lyre. With the harp of 10 strings, sing psalms to him. Those of you who play musical instruments, you should use those instruments to give thanks to the Lord. We should thank the Lord with our guitar, violin, ukulele, flute, piano, and with all these instruments, they can help us to give thanks to the Lord. In 35:18, it says, I will give you thanks in the great congregation. Among a mighty people, I will praise you. Brothers and sisters, we should thank the Lord in the church meetings. When we're together with the saints, we should raise our voice to thank the Lord. Then, in Psalm 50, we come to a very big point related to the matter of giving thanks. Verses 14 and 23 read this way, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and repay your vows to the Most High. Whoever offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving glorifies me. Oh, brothers and sisters, sometimes our giving thanks is a sacrifice. It's an offering to the Lord. Sometimes we have to admit it's not easy to give thanks to the Lord. So it becomes a kind of sacrifice that in spite of the situation, we can say, thank you, Lord. Lord, I trust you, and I know this situation is from you. I still thank you, Lord. Actually, in this psalm, there's a kind of a context that some of God's people, they were doing many things for him. They were offering other kinds of sacrifices, but they would not offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. There's a note for Psalm 50:14 on the matter of thanksgiving. It reads this way. This psalm tells us that some of the saints of God were offering burnt offerings and other kinds of offerings, but because they were lacking in affection, they would not offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. Thus the psalmist, speaking for God, indicated that what God wants is not the burnt offering, but the thanksgiving offering. We can offer certain offerings without being touched in our hearts. But when we're thankful to God and offer to him a prayer of thanksgiving, our hearts are deeply touched and we are filled with affection and tender feeling toward God. This is the kind of offering God desires. Brothers and sisters, this shows that we can be active in the church life and do things for the Lord and serve the Lord in various ways, but our heart is not in it. our heart is not involved there, and the Lord does not appreciate that kind of service. What he wants is the offering or the sacrifice of thanksgiving. May we be those who offer to him the sacrifice of thanksgiving with affection in our hearts. Then continuing in Psalm 52:9, it says, I will give you thanks forever. Oh, brothers and sisters, we should be those who give thanks in everything and for all things. Then we'll be someone who just give thanks forever. Over and over and over, we're in the habit of giving thanks to the Lord. In Psalm 69:30, it says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Do you realize that our giving thanks to the Lord magnifies him, makes him look bigger to people? He is expressed through us. Brothers and sisters, you could imagine you go through something, other people are complaining, but we are peaceful because we give thanks to the Lord. People will wonder, how could you give thanks in the midst of such a situation? That will magnify the Lord. The reason we give thanks is because we have the grace in our hearts. We have a supply from the Lord. And we touch that grace. We tap into that grace by being someone who give thanks to the Lord. Oh, giving thanks is not a small thing. Giving thanks can magnify the Lord, can express the Lord. Oh, may we really be those who offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and magnify him through our thanksgiving. Well, brothers and sisters, I think you can see in the Psalms there are so many verses that show us so many aspects of this matter of thanksgiving. I think that's enough for this time, and we will continue in our next episode. Oh, Lord Jesus, please bring us into a living of thanksgiving. Make us those who give thanks to you at all times, for all things, and in everything. Lord, make us a thankful person. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your church. Thank you for all your blessings. We love you, Lord. Oh, Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For hturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.